When two commercial airliners crashed into the World Trade Center on 9/11, approximately 3,300 students had settled into their desks at Stuyvesant High School. It is located just blocks away in the shadow of what were the Twin Towers. Lila Nordstrom was a senior who was instructed to evacuate that day. Today, she is a public health advocate and executive director of Sty Health, focusing on young adults in the 9/11 survivor community. She's also the author of Some Kids Left Behind, A Survivor's Fight for Healthcare in the Wake of 9/11. It seems that there was pre-9/11 and post-9/11 kind of bisecting your existence.
That was a transformational moment for everyone in America because our understanding of just how safe we were and what our life would be changed forever on 9/11. But I think specifically in my case, like, it also changed my relationship to political systems. It changed my relationship to political authority. It was really the first time that I had been failed by a government authority on that kind of massive scale, and it kind of reoriented my life. You know, I've always been interested in politics. It reoriented my life away from, you know, thoughts like I might go into politics and I might, you know, want to run for office. And I kind of embraced being an advocate and an activist after that because I felt like that was really where I had the power to actually make some change and speak up about some things that, you know, were actually failures on the part of the government and were not something that had been actively done.
I mean, you were lobbying on the Hill with Jon Stewart and others, but you weren't the first responder, right? You weren't the sort of archetype that we have for who suffered on 9/11. Our kind of definition was a bit constrained.
I think that we have this tendency, especially in the U.S., because of the way our healthcare system works, I think, because of the way we conceive of what public benefits should be and who deserves them, we have this tendency to apply like wartime framings to domestic crises, and that was very explicitly what happened on 9/11. You know, we were just barely willing to accept that the heroes of 9/11 might be getting sick. But I think a lot of people didn't feel that we had any responsibility to the community that was also misled, that was also sent downtown without proper safety equipment, that was in many cases left to clean homes and businesses without any guidance. And there was sort of a tendency to not view those as part of the same government failure that imperiled the health of first responders. But in reality, it was the same thing.
Here we are 20 years later. When you get together, if you do, with your high school classmates that all kind of went through this shared experience together, do you find, how did you all process this? I'm sure it was different for each of you, but are there still people, you know, grappling with what I guess would be PTSD, or are they aware of that? Or
a lot of people actually had it during the COVID crisis for the first time. My organization got more inquiries about mental health services than we have ever gotten. And, you know, it was a little surprising because it's 20 years later. There are so many events that re-trigger, you know, memories of 9/11. And a lot of the time it takes a certain amount of exposure to that kind of crisis, a certain kind of exposure for people to make the connection. I think also a lot of us never spoke about this in the immediate aftermath of the attacks.
When do you think the work that you're doing now at Sty Health will be unnecessary?
We have 9/11 survivors in every state. You know, there are 9/11 responders and survivors who are sick in almost every congressional district. It's a national problem, but certainly perceived as local. I think that I see a lot of connections between what I experienced and what a lot of other people in other disaster communities experienced that would benefit from similar kinds of broader policy.
When did Stuyvesant High reopen, get back to normal?
Stuyvesant was returned to our building in Lower Manhattan on October 9th, which was less than a month after the attacks. The context is that this neighborhood was not yet open to the public. The cleanup effort was happening all around Stuyvesant, so it wasn't that Stuyvesant was on one edge of the cleanup effort, but the barge that they were bringing the debris to was on the other side of Stuyvesant, so it meant that we were sandwiched between, you know, the pile at Ground Zero, which was still on fire. It was on fire till late January, so 4 months of a consistent chemical fire, basically. And then on the other side, you know, pulverized debris was being dumped right next to our school's air intake system. And we were going through 5 police checkpoints to get into this area so that I guess it would look like things were back to normal. But in no way was this area fit for people to be returning, and certainly it wasn't fit for children to return.